For a long time, I think, in many ways, electronics has kind of seemed like the playground for the elite. You know, people who are geeks, people who have the money to spend on the equipment. And one of the threads in today's program, I think at least, has been the public engagement more and more in using electronics to better our world around us, whether it's the court system, whether it's the parks around us. And in our next segment, we're going to talk about public transportation, which is, heaven help us, been a subject of conversation for a long time. Not much doing in the area. We're talking about metropolitan Detroit, at least, but certainly an area that there's a challenge to get public engagement. And with us in our studio right now is Tom Chosky, who is a co-founder and president of Powerful LLC. Yes. Tom, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me. Really happy to have the opportunity to talk about how technology can really help move forward public engagement, especially as it relates to transit. As a nerd myself and a geek, I'm a huge technology fan. And what I love about what I do is that it allows me to combine my passion for technology with really activating community and making a difference in people's
lives. Activating community. That's a real key point, isn't it?
Is
getting people to get their hands on, you know, and I think in particular with public transportation, at least in the city of Detroit, it has been so discouraging. I mean, I can remember can anybody else remember the monorail that we were going to be putting up under during Coleman Young's administration?
Yeah,
you know, yeah. We can't do it because it'll cost too much. And now it's probably about 15 times as much.
Right, and way later than every other city our size, right?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's been hard to really get technology to be useful in the in the transportation world, but now we're starting to see as more and more people are using mobile technology,
yes.
I can be standing at a bus stop and figure out that the bus is right around the corner, can I?
Yep. The great thing is that mobile technology especially has really been moving transit forward. So one of the most visual ways and tactical ways that that's been manifest is with the Text My Bus app implemented by the Detroit Department of Transportation.
Oh.
So people can use their mobile device to find out where their phone is. But we think that there's a lot of opportunity to bring that to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
So even as we're going into this debate about public transit, you know, everyone knows transit, everyone remembers, a lot of people remember transit. But what they need to make sure happens is that their voice is heard when these plans are being made.
Mm.
You know, we're entering a season right now, heading into 2016, when the newly formed Regional Transit Authority is going to be asking voters to approve a millage to fund a new transit system in the region.
Mm.
What we need to do is we need to make sure that everyone's voice is heard at the table so that that plan is as inclusive as possible.
So how do you do that? How do you engage them to get engaged?
Well, the traditional way of doing it has been, I'm sure everyone's seen those paper flyers, 8.5 by 11 taped up on a board, come to a community meeting.
Suck in my door.
Yeah, 6 people show up. That's pretty standard. But with digital technologies, we have the ability to now reach at scale all sorts of different communities and target them with specific questions.
Mm.
Implementing digital surveys, doing polling through text messages can reach different communities at different times. So rather than a blanket approach, or unfortunately what some organizations have done, which is kind of a check the box on public engagement, we have the opportunity to segment our populations and get the input we need from the groups where it's most relevant.
Mm. And you kind of using the wisdom of crowds to do some of that, right?
Crowdfunding.
Well, this is even crowd decision making.
Exactly. Right? Yeah. And it's kind of that community spaces, community places was the crowdfunding thing that was used for the smart park. But this is kind of like, if you will, going a step beyond that or above that to the decision making.
It's different, right?
Yep.
And then also the democratization of information and access to information so that people know what to advocate for.
How does the 15 minutes or better organization fit into that?
Perfect. So 15 minutes or better is a project that we're working on, my company along with a couple of other people, to really help spread that information about transit. So we talked about how technology can allow people's voices to be heard. Well, we also need to make sure that for transit, which is something a lot of people in the region may not interact with on a daily basis right now, we got to make sure that they have the tools necessary to be those effective advocates, right? They need to know the lingo. So when they're dealing with their representatives or dealing with the RTA, they're asking those pointed questions that the elected officials can't just shirk away from.
So this is kind of ammunition for them when they
exactly.
enter into that public debate. By the way, we're talking with Tom Chosky, who is the co-founder and president of Powerful LLC. What is your organization and how does it fit into that process?
Sure. So Powerful LLC, we are a public engagement firm. So this is really our bag, doing public engagement. And you know, we're a bunch of young guys here in Detroit,
cool.
and you know, we are very tech savvy, and so we see technology as a way we can really help mm-hmm. to democratize and really bring to the next level public engagement.
Has this worked in other areas?
You know, it has.
Examples?
And it's getting better. Something that we did locally actually was we worked with the Detroit Riverfront Conservancy on creating a plan for a new transit system along the Detroit Riverfront, multimodal.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And what our team did is we identified the key constituents, the key stakeholders.
I gotcha.
And we reached out to each group in a unique way. So we were asking the business owners, how could this benefit them? And tailoring the discussion around them, then going to and activating the residents and talking to the residents in their own language.
You give me so much more hope because I tell you honestly, in the past, there's been kind of this general plea of let's do something with public transportation, and it hasn't seemed to go anywhere. But you sound like you're working at a very savvy level with the influences, the pulling the right chains.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, honestly, all we're trying to do is just empower the people.
Where
we get the hope is we get the hope from the people who are hungry for change. And through 15 Minutes or Better, which is a digital video project our team is working on, we hope to give people that ammunition so that they can really start to push even further.
Boy, public engagement, that is, I think,
exactly.
the big, big hook here, if you will,
mm-hmm.
really trying to get the public involved in this as well. With your organization, Powerful LLC, and what hope do you think we have for this? When do you think we can get this thing off the ground?
Oh, I think that there's phenomenal hope because we're really starting to see a sea change. You know, not sure if anyone can tell from my voice, but I am a bit younger here.
You know, okay, all right, 20s. Come on now. Let's not go there, okay?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, I'm a millennial. And
there
a lot of times people think that transit and technology are things solely in the domain of my generation.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the case. We really see a great opportunity to activate people who are in especially the boomer generation who are starting to see
there
that cars are great, but As you get a little bit older,
sure.
you want more of a community. You want more of a neighborhood around
Absolutely.
You.
Right. Absolutely.
And with the great ways that you know, older generations are starting to embrace technology, especially mobile technologies, we can use technology to not only activate within the millennial generation, but even throughout a wide range of demographics so everyone's voice can be heard.
I think so. You know, I think one of the hopes for Detroit, many, and the downtown Detroit, is precisely people, millennials like Tom.
Right.
Because you guys seem to be taking over downtown Detroit.
Well, we don't
want
to take
over. Gilbert.
We don't want to take over. What we want to do is
we
want to make sure that it's inclusive. We want to help push it forward.
But you're the public that is engaged, and that I find exciting. You know, young people and at a time of life when you're full of hope and optimism, mm-hmm. you haven't had your knees skinned too many times the rest of us.
Yeah.
But I love the fact that you're leading that kind of public engagement.
But it's leading too. It's not just mm-hmm. only. They're integrating with the rest of the
Exactly
Detroit,
in a very savvy way. Yeah. Tom, we've run out of time right now, but I want to thank you very much. Tom Chosky, kind of pulling the cloud back a little bit and letting us peek at some of the things going on behind the scene. Powerful LLC is his company, and the program is 15 minutes or more. We're going to have links to those things on our homepage as well for people who want to get involved and find out a little bit more information about that. Tom, thanks so much for being with
us. Thank you so much for having me. Really glad to be here.
Thank you, Tom.
Yeah, delighted to have you here.